Billions of dollars of debt is on the ballot. It's April 12th, 2024, and these are your headlines. More than 100 school districts have placed bonds on the May 4th ballot, totaling billions and billions of dollars of proposed taxpayer-backed debt. One example, Mansfield Independent School District, has proposed a series of bonds that will cost local property taxpayers more than $1 billion. The bonds propose using taxpayer funds to renovate school facilities and stadiums and to add on to fine arts and multipurpose athletic complexes. Despite the bond material stating that the entire package will cost $777 million, local taxpayers will actually be burdened with more than $1.3 billion in debt when interest is included, 40% more than the dollar amounts voters will see on their ballots. Currently, school district property taxpayers owe more than $1.1 billion in bond debt, principal, and interest. All school bond debt, by the way, is repaid using local property taxes. Whether or not the tax rate changes when a bond first passes, and you'll see this, by the way, in a lot of bond advertising, they'll say the tax rate won't change. But regardless, the local tax liability is increased. Thus, every bond is a property tax increase. Texas law now requires school districts to highlight the tax impact by including language on the ballot stating this is a property tax increase. Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed a letter with the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals urging an expedited process in the concertina wire fencing case. The letter, authored by Solicitor General Aaron Nielsen, explains that Texas sought injunctive relief to halt the Biden administration and federal Border Patrol agents from destroying wire fence barricades. We saw this along the southern border. The Attorney General said that the letter highlights extremely misleading claims about Texas's border security made by the Biden administration. He said many news outlets amplified these false claims to blame Texas for deaths that occurred at an illegal border crossing in the Rio Grande. That narrative has been completely disproven. While Biden's open borders doctrine has created a nationwide immigration disaster and untold suffering, Texas is doing everything we can to uphold law and order. Now, while a temporary restraining order was granted in October of last year by a district court, the move to convert it into a preliminary injunction was denied back on November 29th because it believed there was no waiver of sovereign immunity at the federal level.
They've been called the Texas Kingmakers. They're the biggest political force in the Lone Star State. And most Texans have no idea who they are, what they want, or even that they exist. Hubris, the Texas Kingmakers, a documentary by Texas Scorecard, coming April 17th.
An Allen High School teacher is on indefinite administrative leave while police investigate allegations of inappropriate behavior with a student. Science teacher Albert Najira potentially engaged in inappropriate interactions with a high school student. That's according to a notice released by the Allen Independent School District on Wednesday. The notice indicated that district officials learned of the allegations on the evening of April 9th and immediately notified Allen police, who were investigating the case. Their statement says the district immediately notified the police department. They immediately responded with an investigation for criminal intent and contacted the student's family. The district did not allow Mr. Najira to return to the classroom, they said, and they placed him on indefinite administrative leave while the investigation continues. They went on to say the district also notified Texas Department of Family and Protective Services and the State Board for Educator Certification of the allegations. Najira received his Texas teaching certificate for science and chemistry in 2020. In 2022, Najira was recognized as one of Allen ISD's North Texas Teachers on the Rise. Allen ISD's website shows that Najira sponsors two student groups, the Musicians Connect and the Space Club. Improper relationship between educator and student is a second-degree felony, punishable by 2 to 20 years in prison. Criminal conduct under the statute includes sexually explicit communications. For more of today's stories, go to texasscorecard.com.